David's Lesson by Pamela Hinkler, based on a true story. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Mom poked her head into David's room. I have a surprise. David looked up from his toy cars and smiled. What is it? We're going to lunch with your cousins. Yes, can we get tacos? That's a great idea. But before we go, put your cars away. I'll do it later. Mom frowned. You know the rules, David. You have to clean up before you go anywhere. He didn't want to put his cars away. Rules, rules, rules. Suddenly he remembered something he had learned in his sunbeam class. One of Heavenly Father's rules was to obey your parents. He put his cars away. At the restaurant, David stared at the huge taco on his plate. There were also rice, beans, and little green things. He picked up one of the green things. No, David, his sister yelled, don't eat that. She's right, Mom said, don't eat that. It's a hot pepper. More rules, David thought. He popped the small green thing into his mouth and chomped down. Very spicy pepper juice filled his mouth. His mouth and throat felt on fire. Tears rolled down his cheeks. He coughed. Water! My mouth is burning. He grabbed his water and drank every last drop. Eat a corn chip, Mom said. It will help. He grabbed the chip and chewed. His mouth felt better, but his throat still hurt. The taco on his plate didn't look good anymore. Tears still rolled down his cheeks. He looked at Mom. She had tears in her eyes, too. Sadness came over him. He should have listened. Mom loved him. She didn't want anything bad to happen to him, just like Heavenly Father loved him and didn't want anything bad to happen to him. That's why Heavenly Father gave him a wonderful mother and the commandment to obey his parents. His mother's rules and Heavenly Father's rules would help him to be happy and safe. He wiped away the tears. The taco started to look good to him again. Sidebar. Young people, if you honor your parents, you will love them, respect them, confide in them, be considerate of them, express appreciation for them, and demonstrate all of these things by following their counsel in righteousness and by obeying the commandments of God. By Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. From an April 1991 General Conference Address. End of sidebar. End of article. David's Lesson by Pamela Hinkler.
Sharing time.